to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Ooh. Ooh.
Kelly Clarkson nails it.
Okay, Cal.
Yeah.
It's not even 6 o'clock in the morning. She's belting like that.
She's melting our faces off.
I love that girl. She's so talented.
She is, though. She has not... I don't think she... In the big stage and touring and stuff, I don't think she did enough. I don't think she had enough time.
I don't think she's done.
I know she's not done, but like now she's got her kids and she's got her TV show and she's definitely taking like a big step back.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a bummer for me.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going to end up doing some type of residency somewhere.
Probably.
I guess Vegas. They're willing to pay a bunch of money
for That's truly where people usually are.
High-end talented people.
Yeah.
Like Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be doing a little stint at the Sphere.
Yeah. What is he doing? Like 10 shows?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty awesome. And Camel Nation, if you haven't figured it out, we're doing the secret sound. What is the secret sound? What is it, Nico? Tell me what it is. This is what people say to me on the streets. Here it is. That's it right there. That's the secret sound. We'll do it one more time for you. Now, there have been a lot of guesses so far. If you've been paying attention, clap. Not correct.
Not correct. Flip-flop.
Flip-flop.
Hitting the ground.
Hitting the ground.
Not correct.
Nope. Knuckle cracking.
Not correct.
Was that one of the guesses?
No.
That's what I... That's my guess.
But that's not correct. A glow stick cracking was, in fact, a guess.
A glow stick,
also,
yes.
Also, not correct.
Yeah. So, jump on our website, camel1079.com, immediately if you want to find out all the clues that we've been giving. And we give a new clue every day with the afternoon show, Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron at 5 p.m.
And that's your first chance to get the clue. It doesn't update till the next day. So, if you want it early to have as much time as possible to figure it out, you have to listen in the afternoon.
Yeah. We're bribing you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we have to.
Yeah, well.
Well. just kidding, JK. What else we got going on today?
Not today, but tomorrow is the 60th Academy of Country Music Awards. You can watch it on Prime Video with no membership. It starts at 5.
Yes.
So make sure that you catch that. I will definitely be watching it.
Absolutely.
I like watching the red carpet and seeing the absolute fails of wardrobes. Because I like to just look at people. Who dressed you?
Well, that's what happened at the Met Gala on Sunday.
Oh, don't even get me started about the Met.
Shaboozy looked like the Wicked Witch of the West.
It was a choice that he made to walk out the house like that, and I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, that's a different conversation for a different... I will never understand that one. But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, the Academy of Country Music Awards coming up on Thursday, 5 o'clock Pacific, which is our time now, on Prime Video. And it's absolutely free, so you don't have to have a membership to check it out. Reba's going to be hosting for her 18th time.
Which is amazing.
This girl is absolutely crushing it. Now, whether she does a Realtor.com commercial in the middle of the show, I don't know. But she is endorsing Realtor.com, apparently.
Oh.
They're launching a new ad campaign with Reba called Nearly Home.
Oh, that's new information.
I'll buy anything she's selling is what I'm saying. If okay. She wants me to buy, I will buy a house,
Reba. I do like Realtor.com. So.
She's awesome, too. Performances by Blake Shelton, Wynonna, Cody Johnson, Kelsey Ballerini, Eric Church is going to be there, Lainey Wilson, and Alan Jackson. So check it out.
It's a solid lineup of presenters and of performers. So
absolutely.
I'm
it's
excited.
Happening. Ooh, big time show.
Let's go.
All right. Should we get into a show?
Yes, we
Let's
shall.
Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Emily's dad is really trying to send her a message.
I love it when this is the case.
I love being a conduit for dads. Dads of the Valley, if you need to tell your daughter or son something, call me up first.
And we will.
Apparently, she's had some automotive issues in the past.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like she thinks oil changes are optional.
Oh, self-inflicted automobile issues.
Let's break the news
down.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Emily?
Yeah. May I ask who's calling?
Hi, Emily. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Wait, what? Oh, my gosh. I totally listen to you guys. I know. Wait, what are you calling me for?
Well, it's Nico and Cheyenne, and we are breaking news. That's what we do every morning.
Okay.
You should know this, Emily.
Well,
Your dad, Tom, reached out to me, and he wanted me to remind you that your car engine needs fresh oil every 3,000 miles.
Oh, my God. My dad?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He said not once a year. I repeat, once a year.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this has happened.
This is a friendly reminder from your dad, Tom.
So this is a backstory. He already did have to repair a car that I pretty much completely screwed up from not getting the oil changed. But now I listen, and now I go every 3,000 miles. I'm good.
You learned a very expensive lesson, it sounds.
I guess he was just checking up. You know, the miles were starting to crank on, and, you know, Dad Tom, he's checking in. And it's also not changing the oil, according to your dad, is not an elective thing, okay? You can't just choose to do it or not to do it. You have to do it.
I don't think it's according to just Tom. It's everybody's car.
Yeah, I would say most automotive people would say that.
Mookie, I got this. I promise. I got this.
Just another reminder, change the oil in your car.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
You guys know Summer Shred is in full effect.
Yeah, how's it going for you?
It's going pretty decent.
Yeah, you feeling good?
I was feeling very good about myself. I've been eating right. I haven't had nearly any processed foods. Sticking to more of like a paleo diet situation. And then I get a text message from my buddy. He's a close friend of mine.
Oh, God.
I've known him for more than 20 years.
Yeah.
The text message said, "Hey, what's going on with these moobs?"
No.
And it's a screenshot of a post that I did on Instagram from Country Thunder.
No.
And basically he was saying,
"With receipts?
Hey, why do you have man chest parts?"
Yeah.
I was starting to feel good about myself, Cheyenne.
And he shot you down?
I've been doing push-ups every day.
Yeah.
I've been eating right. Wait, what the? Mind you, no, this is unfair of me, but he is very overweight.
Oh, no!
And he's very bald.
See, that's where you
not
just,
my choice.
That's where you just hit him with the, "Yeah, I know they're not ideal, but your mom loves them."
No! That's the most bro thing to say to someone.
But my response was this. To be honest with you, I said, "Thank you." I said, "Thank you. That's going to give me more motivation. That's going to fuel my fire to work even harder on the Summer Shred."
Yeah. How's it working out for you?
Like I said, I was a little upset because reality struck me in the face. And I was like, you know what? I could work harder.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not want to hear that from one of my really close friends.
Yeah, that's definitely a putting you in your place, calling you out type situation. I would not do well with that. That would hurt my feelings so bad because, like, I'm my own worst critic, so obviously I'm going to see it before you point it out. I'm very aware.
I am aware of my body shape.
Mm-hmm.
I see photos of myself.
Right.
And I'm not unhappy with where my body's at because I am not a fashion model. And I understand that.
Yeah.
Now, could I lose a few here and there? Could I pinch a little bit here and there if I chose to? Yes, absolutely. I think we can all probably improve a little bit. But it's not a health issue, so you're not a doctor, okay? Don't be giving me your doctor's opinion if you're not a doctor. And number two, you're not the woman who is the publisher for Vogue magazine.
Which are two very important things. Okay.
So don't tell me what I look like.
Yeah.
But also, it was good motivation because we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for the content. We appreciate that. he definitely called you out for sure.
Yeah. I actually appreciated it.
That's good.
And I think more people should be honest.
Again,
with
that's
one
a
another.
Bro thing. Like, girls can't say that to each other.
No, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be a physical thing, but listen, if you're drinking a little bit too much and your girlfriend's like, "Hey, Cheyenne,
that's a good point.
You missed 3 days of work this week." Maybe. And this hypothetical, people, this did not happen.
Oh, no.
I'm just using it as an example. Don't go sending her to AA or anything like that. But no, like, you know, I think it's cool for some people to call you out once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, friends keeping you in line is a part of friends being true friends, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just wondering, does this happen often to other people that are normal? The Camel Nation.
You're saying you're not normal?
I mean, do people normally talk on the radio and expose their entire lives 24/7?
I mean, that's true.
It's very unnormal what we do.
Social media.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
602-894-5653. I want to know from you if you're comfortable putting somebody in check or if you have gotten put in check.
Yeah, like the last time you got put in check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit us up. John in Phoenix. Good morning, John.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you heard this story about how my friend was absolutely ruthless, and I love the honesty. I'll be honest with you.
It's a solid friend
move. You guys saw my response.
It's a good friend. It's a good friend that's going to call you out.
I needed that kick in the butt, though, because Lord knows I don't need all my friends making fun of me.
No, you don't.
No way.
Boyfriends are ruthless.
Yeah.
Like the males in a man's life. Can be cutthroat. Yep.
Absolutely. Now, can you relate to this at all? Or can you please get my back on it?
Can I? No, I can totally relate. Not too long ago, I started seeing my girlfriend. And we've been together for a while and everything's good and I'm loving life, you know. And I guess during that time, I kind of relaxed a few things that I wasn't so aware of, you know. But my friend, he called me out on it. He's like, dude, what's up with all the sweatpants?
See, you get in a relationship, you get comfortable, you don't have to show up for anybody.
Exactly. I mean, okay, man, and he had a point too, man, because I used to get dressed.
Oh, you were like the stylish guy in the group?
I was. And now, you know, it's like he just like, you know, you want to be comfortable, you know, you want to relax. And he called me out on that. He's like, what's up with these sweatpants like every day? It's like you look like you're going to the gym. And I'm like, man, you know you don't go to the gym, you know?
Dang.
My sweatpants haven't even seen sweat. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even know what sweat is.
They're sweatless.
That's funny. Well, thank God for friends.
Are you straightening up or what?
You got to understand. I mean, like, when there's no pressure, there's no pressure. But I do want to look good for my girl once in a while, you know? And so I do.
I'll
put a little bit more effort into the weekends. And if I'm going out, you know, I'm not wearing the sweats, you know, but...
John is incorporating a mock turtleneck from time to time.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Oh, my goodness, you guys. Yesterday, I was coming home from my son Justin's karate class.
Mm-hmm.
I had stopped by the Starbucks and got myself a little iced coffee pick-me-up.
Love that.
And that's when things got a little dicey. I almost did not make it home.
That's the worst.
And it wasn't the good one.
No.
But I made it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Cheyenne, who do we got on the phone?
Tammy in Avondale, what do you got for us?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I booked my first vacation in 5 years.
No way.
I have not gone anywhere in 5 years. I'm so excited to go.
Can you, like, are you just, like, busy, or is it just something that you've been putting off for a long time?
You know, it just never seems to work out. Like, and, I we've gone on little trips with the kids and stuff like that. That's not a vacation to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. I get that. Yeah, I get that.
This is me and my best friend, and we're just going. My sister is watching the kids.
Stop.
And we are going. We are going to get this. Barcelona.
Whoa!
Oh! Did you dive into my bucket list of cities to visit?
I may have. And did you hear how I pronounced it?
Yeah.
That
you
was
said the
Barcelona.
Heavy
You are Barcelona. Heavy on the Mike Tyson would be very proud of you.
So can I get an amen?
Hey! Amen. I love that. Have fun on your trip.
Thank you.
Every single weekday at this time, we're throwing some love to you, the Camel Nation.
It can be really, really big good, small good, and maybe, or it could just be something like that's annoying. Like the terrible drivers.
Yeah.
We can all band together.
You need a little relief from it.
Yeah.
It's Can I Get an Amen?
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Time for the Secret Sound Cheyenne. We do it every morning at 7:30 a.m. It's exciting because people are getting amped up about this huge prize. And tell them what it is.
It's a pair of tickets to see Kenny Chesney live at the Sphere in the Sandbar June 21st and a two-night hotel stay at the Westin Las Vegas.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on.
We got Jason and Gilbert on the phone. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. So you've heard the clues? Yes?
Yes.
How confident are you on a scale of 1 to 10, Jason?
I'm like a 9.
Ooh. Ooh. All right, let's do it. Let's play the secret sound.
Okay. Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is another opportunity for someone to win these amazing Kenny Chesney tickets at the Sphere by guessing the secret sound. Jason and Gilbert, here it is. What is the secret sound?
The opening of the squeezy mustard container.
Jason and Gilbert said it's the opening of the squeezy mustard container. Judges, what do we think? You are going to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere, Jason. Plus, you're staying at the Westin.
Let's go!
Oh, that's so awesome. I was starting to feel like nobody was ever going to get it, Cheyenne.
I know, so was I.
It was the clues, the banana color. Got it.
Yeah, okay. Love that.
Beautiful. Well, you listened to the clues. Thank you for that. And congratulations, my friend. We got your tickets to go see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere in Las Vegas, plus a two-night stay at the Westin Las Vegas.
Fantastic. Sounds like an awesome time. It's my wife's birthday, so it's going to be a good time.
Hey!
Oh, perfect!
Nice little Mother's Day gift. Don't tell her yet, okay? Don't tell her until
for
Sunday.
Sure.
As you heard, ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, Jason nailed it. Spot on. It was the opening of a yellow mustard container. We will have a new secret sound tomorrow and a new grand prize. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
August 5th, 1978. An absolute unit was born into this world.
Yourself?
A treasure.
A treasure to be held.
A king of kings.
Oh my gosh.
No, we're just talking about your birth month because we're in it, baby.
We be in it. I had said off air that I just feel like May really suits me.
It does.
It does. And I've thought this my entire life. Decade? No. I think I was born in the wrong era. Like, I could have been born in the old English era, like Marie Antoinette.
Ooh.
That probably would have vibed for me really well. I handled this era well, but something else probably would have been better. I don't know. But I feel with my heart of hearts that I was born in the right month.
Yes.
May it's so warm and springy and colorful.
Yeah.
That it just really suits who I am as a person.
Here's what I would say.
Tell me.
And why May, in my mind, suits you so well. You are very motherly. You are very fertile. You know what happens in May?
Flowers bloom.
Those May flowers start to pop up. Rebirth is happening. Growth is happening. And that's what I feel you embody as a person.
First of all, thank you.
You're welcome.
Second of all, I feel like you deserve some snaps for that. Because that was so good. But no, thank you. That's all very me.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's what I get from you.
But then, to take it, kind of a step further, Washington State. So I was born in Eastern Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And Eastern Washington is very desert, but there's a lot of very colorful flowers. Mm-hmm. So this is also one of my favorite times of year because it's like the light pastel-y colors. And it's just everything's in rebloom and the flowers are just exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
May, rock solid month for me. Nico, you were born in August.
August, yeah.
Do you think August suits you as a person?
astrologically, my personality fits the definition of a Leo.
Because you are a Leo, yes.
Yes.
And Abe is too. Abe was also born in August.
I would like to consider myself a leader. I would like to consider myself strong-willed, capable.
Mm-hmm.
But August, I hated having my birthday in August.
And really? When you were growing up in Detroit?
I hated it.
Why?
Absolutely. Because I never got to celebrate with my school friends.
Oh, that makes sense.
Ever. And we were always off on like some bootleg vacation because we always had to do bootleg vacations where we would go to like somewhere in the woods in like Detroit, like Michigan, because my dad would be like, oh, this is a beautiful place. And I'm like, this sucks. So it's summertime, like no yeah. air conditioning. It's so the whole month of August was basically like my parents' way of trying to tell us that we're poor.
Aww.
Like repeatedly over and over again in one way worse than another.
Yeah.
So I never had like amazing birthday memories ever. Aww. That's depressing.
That's really sad.
So I think if I was born in fall, because sports was happening,
yeah.
I was very athletic and involved in the camaraderie of teams. And so I feel like my month, and also I love Halloween. My month is October.
Do you?
Yeah, my month is October. That. October is my month. I should have been born in October.
Okay. Abe, what do you think? Do you think you're an August baby?
I'm kind of the opposite. I loved having my birthday outside of the school year because I still was able to invite school friends over.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always a pool party barbecue.
That makes sense.
That sounds awesome. I was stuck in the woods.
On a bootleg vacation.
On a bootleg vacation.
Meanwhile, I'm over here dancing in the tulips. It's fine. Do you guys feel like you were born in the right month? You can call us or text us at 602-894-5653. Does your birth month actually suit who you are? I want to know.
Let's answer that question now. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, you're glowing in May. From the beginning of May to the end of May, I can see it.
It's definitely a thing that happens when May comes around.
I am hot and sweaty in August.
Yummy.
I was not born in the right month. Claire in Glendale, were you born in the right month?
I feel like I was born in the right month. Wrong location.
Ooh, tell us.
Ah.
I was born in December. I'm a Christmas baby. I'm the day after Christmas.
Oh, was that rough growing up?
She was born somewhere cold. I can feel it coming.
Yeah.
So I was born actually in Florida. I actually spent first 10 years of my life in Florida.
Opposite.
Which made for very weird Christmases because I love winter. I love Christmas. I love the whole thing.
Yeah.
But when it is 105 degrees outside and you're getting my sweatpants, sweatshirt combo for Christmas and you can't put it on or you're going to die? No. So, right month, wrong location.
And then you move to Phoenix and that still is no different. So, that's not working out for you.
Not really different. Drier, at least. It's drier. At least I'm not sweating humid all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It's a dry heat.
So, this is probably the best it's going to get. I love the cold. I love winter. Can't live in it. No way.
Girl, same though. Like, I understand that statement 100%.
Yes.
The first thing the cab driver told me when I got off that plane was, you know what, bud? You can't shovel sunshine.
I'm lying. He did not say that.
Yeah, he did. I swear
Seriously?
To God.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. You're absolutely right, my friend. I was born to live here.
You guys are still friends to this day.
They're besties, actually. They're golfing tomorrow.
He's actually my financial advisor, and he's a cab driver, so I should probably rethink that one. So you guys know I like to peruse the aisles of Safeway from time to
time.
Your
love for Safeway is unmatched, to
be
honest.
I've never heard this before. Is that a thing?
I actually am getting an award.
For what? Like the millions
most frequenter most frequent visits to our location.
They're like, look, if we just give this guy an award, maybe he'll leave.
He'll go away.
They're just trying to get you to stay home.
It's
at
what
this
I
point.
Do, man. I'm bored. I got nothing else to do, and I'm a dad. So what do I do?
Like?
They're like, sir, you can use Uber Eats. They'll bring you your groceries for you.
Hey, Nico, there's a new invention. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called DoorDash.
Every time they're bagging them up, they're like, have you heard of Instacart? It's great. You never even have to come in the store.
Come on, guys. Be serious now.
You love Safeway.
I love Safeway. And I love every department in Safeway. And I know every single employee in every single department. There was actually a new employee stocking for your food to go, like your pull-up shopping.
Why do you know this?
Well, she normally works at Starbucks in the front. And I was like, hey, they got you off coffee duty today? And she goes, oh, yeah, I know. I didn't catch her name.
Did you?
Sorry.
Did you just hear the story that came out of your mouth?
That's not why I brought this up, Cheyenne. Let's not forget why I brought this up.
You're like two notches away from a felony.
I walk up to the meat counter because I am going to get some burger patties for the barbecue.
And you love your meat guy.
Love the meat guy. So Steve? I'm waiting there a second. Pause. Steve.
Steve.
Steve. Steve gives me his meat. Normally, Steve will show up and go, oh, hey, how's it going? And I'll go, oh, hey, Steve, just need, a couple burger patties, couple fillets, whatever I'm getting. And so this other guy kind of like is still in the back, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't say anything. I'm not rude. I don't do the whole, hey, I'm standing over here. I say absolutely nothing. I'm standing there for a good minute and a half, 2 minutes. Now I've perused the entire window of what's available in the meat department. So I've made myself very noticeable. Like, I'm ready to order, bud. He turns in my direction, this new individual, which I will not mention his name. And he goes...
So hateful already.
He goes, I can't hear you. And then I gave him a confused look, and I said, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you can't hear me. I didn't open my mouth.
And he goes, you're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you. And I said, dude, I haven't even said anything yet. I don't know if this is like an audible issue. Maybe his hearing is gone or something.
This is
a weird
start to this interaction.
But it's a very, very strange interaction.
Yeah.
And it was very passive aggressive. Very passive aggressive. Like, I can't hear you, man. Like, speak up.
Yeah, rude.
And then I said, I kind of got a little stern with him. I go, I haven't said anything. You are so not Steve.
Steve would never do this.
He would never treat me like this. So I said, I need 3 burger patties. And I said it really loud. These, the pub burgers. Okay. All right. So now that we're all calmed down, I'll be patient and wait right here.
Now that we got that out of the way, where's Steve?
So is Steve gone?
I don't know, man. I didn't ask about Steve. I was in such a tiffy mood.
Yeah.
I was not having it.
Sounds
I didn't like that interaction
time.
At all. I was not satisfied by that interaction. And then after he handed me my burger patties, he just slapped them on the counter. Didn't say a thing.
No.
Did not say a thing.
No.
Did not give me the pickup green light. Normally, it's like they slap it on the counter and they go, have a good day, bud. Yeah. Or, here's your order. Thanks.
Well, of course. That's what Steve would do.
Yeah.
He just slapped it on the counter and walked away.
Maybe they had a meeting.
I was like, this.
Maybe they had a meeting that said, stop chit-chatting with this guy. Short and sweet. Get him out the store.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. I'm Steve.
It's problem me? Is he's not Steve.
I'm the problem.
Maybe you are. We told you the last time you brought Steve up, we told you you were going to be the topic of the next safety meeting.
Yep. I'm the problem.
Maybe it is you.
Camel Nation, I apologize.
Although I digress on the statement because that interaction was rude.
Yeah.
And I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't like that for you.
Kick rocks, new meat guy.
Yeah, who's
Bring
not
back
named Steve.
Steve.
Bring back Steve. Bring back Steve.
I hope they bring back
I noticed
Steve
you didn't
you.
Get involved, Abe.
Yeah. I kind of like the new guy.
She's got legs. She knows how to use them.
Is that
how the song goes?
A song?
She knows how to use them?
I don't know what that is.
Wait, what?
I don't know what that is.
I feel like your dad definitely played that song.
Your dad definitely played She's Got
it?
Legs, ZZ Top.
My dad wasn't a ZZ Top guy.
Oh.
It wasn't hard enough for my dad.
It was big enough in pop culture, though. I feel like you had to hear it.
I feel like I need the beat. Like, I need the melody behind it before I can say that I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But based off of what you just attempted, don't know that.
It was okay.
No, yeah.
It was okay. You know, I'm not going to toot my own horn. I wasn't, I didn't sound like ZZ, you know. It's funny, though, because Cheyenne is not a ZZ Top. She's a Zach Zach Top.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. But I do know that coming up on Thursday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Holy. He might be recognized No, no, he did. He already won the Best New Artist.
Best Male New Artist.
Best Male New Artist. They announced a couple awards early. Mm-hmm. We got him. We got Ella Langley.
With Best Female New Artist. And I love that for them.
And they leaked a bunch of other awards.
They've been doing that. And not leaking, but awarding early because it helps move things along.
But also, do they kind of want to like make sure that these people are in attendance to receive their awards?
No, because they don't go up on stage to get them.
Oh.
They get them early so that the live streaming is faster.
So it's just expediting time?
Yes.
Yuck.
It's less money.
Oh, I can't say yuck, but I choose that that is not the proper way to do it. But they do do it the proper way at the 60th Academy of Country Music Awards.
And you can watch it without a membership on Amazon Prime. So for free, it starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time, which is our time. It's being hosted by Reba. Be there or be square. We will be there.
Watching it.
Watching it. Because they don't send us nowhere.
Time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
See you tomorrow. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.